There was a site in Dunloe that we have the council were looking at for 12 years, but it was deemed that they couldn't buy the site because there was no vision lines and there was no footpath. Every road and every town and every village in this country had houses on it before the footpath or before the water line went out or before any of these things happened. And the reason the footpath went out was to service the houses. So those houses were never built, that site was never bought. But now that site has been developed, there's a footpath going in and the vision lines are fine. But yet Donegal County Council were 12 years looking at a site that they couldn't make work, that could be made work within 6 months. It's madness what is going on, and unless there's an overhaul of policy, unless, you know, everybody sits down and comes up with practical policies to develop housing, we won't have housing in rural areas and we won't have housing in our small towns and villages. That's just the reality, because the criteria that they're putting in front of us, it's unachievable.
You mentioned Caju, that the difference just 6 social houses would make for the school in that area.
The Caju's kind of, it's one of these places where they say it's not a settlement, but it is a settlement. It's a community. It has a school. It has a vibrant community that they love where they're from. And I suppose one of the initiatives that we've been talking about in Donegal County Council over the years was, you know, the council buying a site in small places like that. Maybe this decade building 5 houses, next decade building 10 houses, just to keep, you know, that it keeps the vibrancy, keeps the school alive, keeps that community alive, because the cost to families and to individuals now to either buy or build a house anywhere in Donegal is nearly out of reach, and the banks are not giving them mortgages. They're earning a wee bit too much to be on the housing list. So we're in a catch-22 situation, and no national policy suits Donegal, definitely doesn't suit West Donegal. And unless we get those policies changed, the likes of the Caju schools and the likes of these communities will have to keep fighting on, and they shouldn't have to fight.